الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Whoever tries to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the friend of that person. In Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions about this friendship, that Allah waliyul ladina aman, that Allah ta'ala is the friend of those people who have iman. Wallahu waliyul mu'mineen, that Allah Ta'ala is the friend, is the wali of the believers. This word wilayat, which means friendship with Allah Ta'ala, closeness with Allah, nearness with Allah, this intimacy and proximity with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This word wilaya comes in the Quran. And the people who have this wilaya, they're known as awliya. So then a question comes in our mind, that who are these awliya? So Allah Ta'ala gives us the answer in the Quran, that if you want to know who my friends are, those who are near to me, then in awliya'ahu illa al-muttaqun. That who are my friends, who are my awliya? There are no one except for the people of taqwa. Those who have taqwa in their heart, those who refrain and abstain from everything that is displeasing to me. So the ayat does not say in awliya'uhu illa al-mujtahidun, that those who do ijtihad are the awliya of Allah. It doesn't say in awliya'uhu illa al-muhtajidun, those who pray tahajjud. Or illa al-mutanaffilun, those who pray nawafil. Or al-mu'tamirun, those who go for umrah. Rather it says illa al-muttaqun. Yani the foundation of this friendship with Allah, nearness and closeness with Allah, the basis for that in the Quran is taqwa. Taqwa means to leave sin. Leave every last drop of sin, last strand of sin. So, the shortest way to get Allah Ta'ala is to leave sin. Leaving sin means that whenever a desire of sin comes in our heart, so we resist that desire. We don't do amal according to that desire. We burn that desire away. We don't give in to that desire. This requires a sacrifice. It requires that we fight our nafs. It requires even sometimes you have to bear some grief, some sadness, because you're giving up what you want to do, what your nafs wants to do. But this sadness, this grief that you face, this grief that you feel in your heart, that I am sacrificing something which I really want to do. This desire is there in my heart. I want to do it. I want to look at something. I want to say those words. But then you suppress that unlawful desire for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And in doing so, you feel a particular grief. There is a takleef that you feel in your heart. This sadness and grief, this feeling that you have in your heart, this feeling is afzal, is more valuable than the entire dunya and whatever this dunya contains. In order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from the displeasure of Allah ta'ala, whatever gham, whatever grief or sadness that you have to bear, it's because of that sadness you will be able to get to Allah ta'ala. It's because of that musibat or that sacrifice. It's that sacrifice which will take you towards Allah. People think that I can get Allah ta'ala by praying tahajjud. So by praying tahajjud and nawafil, this is not the way to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to leave sin. And for leaving sins, we have to make sacrifice. We have to feel that grief, that sadness in our heart, that I want to do something, but I'm not doing it for the sake of Allah. In awliya'ahu illa al-muttaqun. That Allah Ta'ala draws that person close to Him. Those people who have taqwa, they are the awliya. So we have to leave sin. And we have to make this sacrifice in leaving sin. Ibadat is very easy. If I tell someone to pray salah, ibadat is like it's like a dessert. People can eat dessert, they enjoy eating dessert. You ask them, they can eat one, two, three mithai. But you ask them to leave sin, that is difficult. You ask them to control their gaze, not to misdirect their gaze. This requires himmat, determination. Yes, it's difficult. You tell someone to control their speech, speak less. This is difficult. But for ibadat, every person is ready. I say recite istighfar 100 times. Don't say that I can do it 200 times. So for dessert, everyone is ready. But for leaving sin, only few people are ready. If we were able to get to Allah Ta'ala through our ibadat, then the whole situation would be very easy. But what Allah Ta'ala says in Quran is that the way to get to Allah Ta'ala is by leaving sin. You have to leave sin. And leaving sin will entail making sacrifice. It will be difficult. If you have to get to Allah Ta'ala, then we have to make that sacrifice. You can't just keep eating desserts. There's no kamal in eating a dessert, in eating an ice cream. The kamal is when you leave sin. And that's when you get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Quran, we have to reflect on this ayat. Allah says, Ittaqullah. This is Allah Ta'ala extending His hand of friendship towards us. When there is a message that I want to be your friend, that's what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Allah Ta'ala Himself is taking that first step. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is also giving us this rule that in awliya'ahu illal muttaqun. And this is also the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala was Al-Azim, Al-Ali. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Himself is extending His hand of muhabbat to us. Otherwise, we wouldn't expect if there's some ruler, some king, we won't expect that person to extend his hand of friendship towards us. But here, this is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala Himself is taking that first step. And it's because of that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala that the servant, the abd, they get tawfiq to be able to reciprocate. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving us tawfiq as well. But we have to make some effort on our part as well. It's not that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala automatically will hold our hands and will start controlling us and make us leave every sin. We have to make some effort also. That's what Allah Ta'ala wants to see. That I'm willing to shower my servant with my rahmat, willing to help him, assist him, willing to give him tawfiq. But I want to see how much effort, how much sacrifice is he or she willing to make for my sake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps sending that rahmat. One way or the other, one day or the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps sending that signal of rahmat upon all of us, that message of muhabbat for all of us, that invitation to become his friend. Those invitations are coming every day from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we hear a lecture, a bayan, and through that bayan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates that desire in our heart. We feel that I want to draw close to Allah ta'ala. That's Allah ta'ala giving us tawfiq, extending that invitation to us to come back to me. Fafirru ilallah. Flee back to me. Flee to your Lord. Sometimes there might be some book, some Quran, or hadith, or some other Islamic book that you're reading, and you read something, some story, and immediately you feel in your heart that I want to do something for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, do something to please Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala keeps sending those invitations, those messages to us every single day, because Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimi. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, His mercy, is coming upon us. It's descending on us every day, every moment. Because Allah Ta'ala wants, Allah Ta'ala wishes to make us His friends. But if we don't receive that rahmat, we turn away from that. We turn away from that moment. We start delaying, procrastinating. That's our loss. That Allah Ta'ala wants to pull us towards Him, but we are moving in the opposite direction. And if someone starts moving in the opposite direction, then there is no way that you can have sukoon in your life. No way that a person can have itminan. A person can live in the most fancy palace of this world, but their heart will be anxious, their heart will be depressed, their heart will be full of worries. Because sukoon comes from taluk with Allah Ta'ala. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That only and only in the remembrance of Allah, in the zikr of Allah, do hearts find that true itminan and tranquility. So we should start this journey by leaving sins, making tawbah, that whatever I've done in my life, I want to wipe all of that past away with this amal of tawbah. True tawbah means that you have nadamat, remorse, regret about what you have done in the past. And then an azm, an irada, an intention for the future, that I will not fall back into those sins. I will not engage in those a'mal which are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should also remember that whoever gets this tawfiq to make tawbah and istighfar, and you should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, Allah ta'ala has decreed for you that He wants to make you His friend. This istighfar is a tremendous blessing from Allah. This tawbah is a tremendous gift from Allah ta'ala. Whoever gets tawfiq that they can make tawbah every day, they can recite istighfar 100 times every day. But true istighfar, not that your tongue is saying Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh, but your heart is somewhere else and your mind is somewhere else. True istighfar and tawbah with a feeling of regret and remorse, nadamat in your heart. Any person who gets this tawfiq, then that person should know that Allah Ta'ala intends khair for that person. Allah Ta'ala wants to make that person His friend. Allah Ta'ala ne faisla kar liya. Allah Ta'ala has already decided that this person I want him to become, or I want her to become my wali. So this is so easy that we have to make this. It doesn't require too much time. Sometimes one moment, one irada, one intention, that moment is sufficient. Person just sits and they decide that now, from now on, I want to leave every single sin that I'm doing. I want to make that effort of leaving every sin. And if ever I slip back, I will never rest until I make tawbah to Allah. A true, sincere istighfar and tawbah. And I will save myself from every sin. And in saving myself from every sin, even if I have to sacrifice my life, so let my life go. Let my life be sacrificed for Allah Ta'ala. But I will not commit sin. That's my intention. That's my irada. That's how committed I am in my goal. That if my life has to be taken away from me, I'm willing to give my life, but I'm not willing to break the commands of Allah. I'm not willing to go back into that life of sin. These are very beautiful and blessed people. People who are alive today, men and women, young men and young women, who are able to make this irada, this pledge with Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, I'm willing to offer you my youth. These years of youth that I have, Allah, I'm willing to offer my youth to you. I'm willing to sacrifice my life for your sake. Willing to sacrifice my youth for your sake. Willing to sacrifice my ambitions. People have worldly ambitions. They have worldly goals. They have worldly purpose. They're thinking about attainment and accomplishment and achievements only in terms of this dunya, this 70, 80-year temporary dunya. But if a young man or a young woman, they make this irada that Allah, I want to sacrifice these worldly ambitions for your sake. And such people truly are blessed. Those eyes which have the fear of Allah, which can cry tears in muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing more valuable than that. Nothing that this dunya can offer, which is more valuable than those tears which a person sheds when they cry in muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. This is the way to get to the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And those who have this muhabbat of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also does qadr of this muhabbat. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ignites this flame of muhabbat in our hearts. This is also the mercy of Allah ta'ala. When a person begins to take this step, it's first tawfiq from Allah ta'ala. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh, he in his tafsir, he mentioned that I used to think that there are four things which a person does and then Allah Ta'ala responds. Four things which a person does and then those amal, they attract the rahmat of Allah. But when I read the Quran, I realized my mistake. I was wrong. Allah Ta'ala does four things, and because of those, then a person is able to respond. The first thing he said, that I used to think that I love Allah Ta'ala, and if I love Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will love me. But when I read the Quran, I saw that Allah Ta'ala says that yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu, and Allah Ta'ala loves them and they love Allah Ta'ala. And he first, Allah Ta'ala loves us and then we love Allah Ta'ala back. First we become the mahbub of Allah and then we become the muhib of Allah. Subhanallah. In another riwayah, which some ulama they say is also a hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says that ana indal munkasirata kulubihim or munkasiratul kulub, that I am to be found in broken hearts. This is another way we can understand how to get to Allah Ta'ala. When our hearts break, that's when a person comes close to Allah Ta'ala. Normally we speak about broken hearts in romance novels and in the dunya, that's when we speak about a romance and we speak about broken hearts. And that's one way to understand this hadith, but there's also another way. When a person, they sacrifice their own desires for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, that's also heartbreak. When you're breaking your own desires, your nafsani, shaitani, hewani desires, unlawful, impermissible, lustful desires that a person has, whatever the nafs wants to do, we break those desires. This will not be easy. This is breaking those desires. This will lead to a broken heart. But the more pieces you break your heart into, you crush your heart. It's like you, if you've ever seen a broken glass, when glass falls down, breaks, it's crushed into millions of pieces. For every single thing in this dunya, if it breaks, it values goes down. If a glass breaks, it values goes down. If a diamond breaks, values goes down. A plate, cutlery, when it falls down and breaks, value goes down. So in the dunya, the rule is that anything when it breaks, its value will go down. On the other hand, the heart that Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is that one thing. If this heart breaks, then the value of this heart increases in the eyes of Allah. And if this heart can break into multiple pieces, the more pieces there are, the more heartbreak, the heartache, the more noor will come in that heart. The noor of the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter into that heart. The more muhabbat of Allah ta'ala will penetrate that heart. Because of this heartbreak, Allah ta'ala says, Ana inda, I'm with the broken hearts. When hearts they break, because of this amal, a person can attain a very khas qurb of Allah ta'ala, which 100 mujahidat will not be able to get to you. 100,000 nawafil will not be able to get to you. But this heartbreak will be able to take you to that muhabbat of Allah, that khas qurb of Allah. So that young person who sacrificed their youth for the sake of Allah, and who are they sacrificing their years for? They're sacrificing themselves, their youth, their ambition, their goals for their Creator, for their Rabb, for their Lord, their Khaliq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up barakat for such a person. That person will become old, but the youth that he spent in the path of Allah, that will be written down in his book of deeds. Among one of the categories of people who will be shaded by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no other shade except for the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. One such people, one such category. That person, that young man or young woman who gave their youth to the cause of Allah Ta'ala, they will get this reward then on that day. They will have so much muhabbat, so much qurb of Allah Ta'ala on that day. So the more sacrifices a person makes, the more muhabbat a person will be able to attain. So to get to Allah Ta'ala, the path is about mujahida and making the sacrifice, crossing over your nafs. This nafs has to be crushed. These nafsani desires, we have to let go, we have to suppress them. The riwayat, it's mentioned that Shaykh Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayh was a big, was amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one, he had a dream in which he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this happens. Mukhtalif ulama, it has been written about them that they were blessed with the ziyarat of Allah ta'ala in their dreams. It can happen even in our current times as well. So in that dream, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, how can I come to you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, it's very easy for me, it's very easy for you to come to me. Coming to me is just two steps. First step is place your step on your nafs, and then second step, enter into my Jannat. First step is to put your step on your nafs. We have to sacrifice these desires of our nafs. Make Allah Ta'ala our goal. Make the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala our objective in life. And for that, willing to make every sacrifice, whether it's our sleep, our laziness, our dunya, whatever the obstacle is, willing to make that sacrifice. And whoever can make this sacrifice, then the next step is the qurb of Allah, Jannat. Many times it happens that a person, they in their public life, they're able to abstain from sin, but in their private, they're still engaged in sin. When other people are watching, when they're in a gathering, we act in a religious way that if I do this, then what will other people think about me? But when we're all alone in our room, no one is looking, no one is watching, then they go and engage in sin. Men and women both. The sin which we do in our khalwat, they're very dangerous. Extremely dangerous for our iman. They poison our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Because they show to Allah Ta'ala that we're insincere, we are munafiq. It shows our hypocrisy, our nifaq. It shows that we care about what people are thinking. And when people are looking, but when there's no one looking at us and only Allah Ta'ala is looking at us, then we are willing to go back into those acts of sin. So this is devaluing Allah Ta'ala, na'uzubillah. Belittling Allah Ta'ala, na'uzubillah. And muhabbat with Allah Ta'ala is a taluk of ghairat. So Allah Ta'ala's ghaira is the most ghuyur being. So we have to be very careful about leaving sins, not just in our public, but also in our private life. When we are khalwat, we have to purify our khalwat. In a riwayat it comes that there will be some people who will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah with mountains of ibadat. But then when their ibadat will be weighed, they will amount to nothing. All their ibadat, the whole mountain will just crumble into dust, vanish. And the reason would be because this person was not able to abstain from his private sins. Outwardly, he was a very big Sufi. Outwardly, he used to act in a very pious way. People used to say he's very muttaki. But when he was all alone, when she was all alone, that's when she used to commit sins. So Allah Ta'ala is pure, and only pure, those who are pure or those who purify themselves, they can connect to Allah Ta'ala. In one of the kitab was written that there was a person by the name of Abdul Samad Rahmatullah. He said that once I went to Masjid al-Haram and I heard one person asking another that tell me something about Zubur. The person who was being asked was Hazrat Wahab bin Munabbih Rahmatullah Alayh, was a Tabi. So he was questioned that tell me something from Zabur. And the guy, yes, I will tell you. And then he recited the last three lines from Zabur. The Zabur was a book which was given to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. And in those last three lines, it was written that, O Dawood, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, that, O Dawood, thou listen from me, and whatever I say haq. That whoever meets me in such a state that they love me, then I will make that person enter into Jannat. And so this is first thing, that whoever has muhabbat for me, whoever meets me with muhabbat for me in their heart, then I will make that person enter into Jannat. So may Allah Ta'ala also put this muhabbat in our hearts, that we can also feel this muhabbat and increase in this muhabbat for Him, live in this muhabbat, and then eventually meet Allah Ta'ala in that state where we have muhabbat for Him in our hearts. And if we have this muhabbat, then Allah Ta'ala will make us enter into Jannat. And the second thing, that whoever meets me in such a condition that they have remorse about their sins, remorse over their sins, then I will make them forget all their sins. So this is even more beautiful, because all of us, we are sinners. We sin so many times, multiple times, we keep sinning. But whoever has nadamat over their sins, then when they meet Allah Ta'ala on that day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will make us forget all the sins. And then, O Dawood, listen from me, and whatever I say is haq. That if my servant, he fills up the entire horizon from the east to the west with his or her sins, and then after that he has regret and remorse in his heart about the sins that he have done, even for a moment, even for the time that it takes to milk a goat. Milking a goat doesn't take so long, a few seconds, or the maximum a few minutes. So for that small amount of time, if a person displays the remorse to Allah Ta'ala, that truly, Ya Allah, I regret that I've done this. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm embarrassed. Allah, I wish I could undo this, but undo, delete whatever I've done. I wish I had never done such an amal. You feel that sting, that pain, that embarrassment, that shame in your heart for those moments. Allah Ta'ala says, or if a person, he makes istighfar to me even once, with a true istighfar even once in his heart, and if I can know in that this person will not go back into sin, that if a person makes istighfar and then also he shows his commitment to Allah Ta'ala, she shows her commitment, her determination, proves it to Allah Ta'ala that, Allah, I don't intend on going back. So whoever does this, then Allah Ta'ala says that I will throw away the entire burden of sin on his back. I will throw away the entire burden of sin from his back. And I'll throw this burden away so quickly, just in the manner water comes down from the sky. So in that way, I will throw away this burden as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take away this entire mountain of sins on our back, this whole burden that is there. It's a burden of a lifetime. Allah Ta'ala wants to take all of this bojh away. And Allah Ta'ala will take it away in a fraction of a second, instantly. But what we need to do is that we have to have this remorse and istighfar, and true istighfar, and then this irada that Allah, I want to purify my life now. I have no irada of sinning. Ilman and iradatan, we have to leave sin. Ilman, knowingly, and iradatan, intentionally. These are the two very dangerous types of sins that we're engaged in. The sins that we do knowingly, knowing all the things that you have studied ilm. If you hadn't studied ilm and you committed some sin, then still we would have some kind of an excuse to present that, Ya Allah, I did not have ilm. Even though that ilm, that excuse will not be accepted, but there's still something that you could offer, that Allah, I did not know, hence I did this sin. But to knowingly commit a sin, the ulama, for the tulaba, for those who are students of knowledge, students of deen, we need to be very worried about ourselves. Because we, on one hand, are learning all of this ulum, all of those things which we should be doing. But then, despite knowing all of those things, if we still are not able to change ourselves, still not able to leave sin, then what benefit was that ill? There's no benefit. Completely useless. If that ilm was not able to change us, then that ilm will become wabal for us. It will become a wabal, become a musibat, become a torment for us on the day of Qiyamah. That you knew and still did not change, still did not act upon this, still continued in those activities of sin. So we have to make our ilm into amal. We are people who have no excuses that we can offer to Allah Ta'ala. So ilman, the sins that you do, ilman, they are devastating. So we have to make, number one, this intention that, Ya Allah, I will not commit any sin knowingly. And secondly, iradatan, that my irada, again, it takes one moment to make an irada. That Allah, I make niyat today, I offer my niyat to you, that I will not commit, I don't plan on sinning. I have no irada of sinning. I don't intend to sin. Our problem is that we haven't even made this irada of leaving sin. We don't even plan on leaving sin. And when we don't even plan on leaving sin, then how can we actually leave sin? First, we have to make this irada, this azam, this intention, that I want to live a sin-free life. And I am certain about this. This is my goal. This is what I want. A sin-free life. That's my irada. When a person makes this their irada, that I will not sin iradatan and ilman, then even if they fall or slip back into some sin, because their irada was not to sin, Allah Ta'ala will very quickly forgive those mistakes, those slips that we do. Because Allah Ta'ala will look at our niyat and our commitment and our track record. That look, she is making effort to leave sin. No, he is at least walking this path, making this mujahida. So occasionally nafs and shaitan, they overpowered him, threw him back. He slipped, he made a mistake. But his irada was not to sin. This will invite the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will overlook our mistakes and slips. But our problem is that we haven't made this irada. So we have to start our journey with this niyat, this irada. And this is something which can be done. Even tonight we can do, we can all of us, we can do this. We can present our irada to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I want to live a life which is free from every masiyat, every sin, every ghaflat, a sin-free life. I want to live a life of taqwa, in other words. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us istiqamat on this path. We have to make sacrifices, and I often, we just ended the month of Zilhijjah, starting the month of Muharram. This month of Muharram is also, Zilhijjah was also a month of sacrifice, reminding us of the sacrifices given by the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, making sacrifices one after the other, thrown inside the fire, was told, commanded to place his wife, leave his wife and child in the desert, then commanded to sacrifice his son for the sake of Allah. One after other sacrifices. But then after those sacrifices, Allah Ta'ala made Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam his Khalil. First of Muharram, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was martyred. This was another sacrifice. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that O Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka shahadata fi sabilik, that Allah, I ask you for shahada on your path, wa dafana fi baladi habibik, and to be buried in the city of your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua. But Allah ta'ala, when Allah ta'ala accepts according to his own shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, shahadat could have come in so many other places. But this shahadat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it came in Masjid al-Nabi, in Halat al-Salah, on the member of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the second part of the dua, that Allah, bury me in the city of your beloved, yani Madinah Tayyiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua. And subhanallah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he's resting with the Prophet in that same very hujra. When the time came for, when the time was near, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was about to leave this world, he was martyred and the zakham, the blood was coming out. So he asked his son, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that, O my son, go to Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and just ask her if I could have the permission of being buried in that hujra along with my Nabi, along with the Prophet ﷺ. If she refuses, then just come back and bury me in Jannatul Baqi. But I want you to go and make this request on my behalf. So when Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to the Hujra from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then conveyed to her that my father, he is asking if he has permission, your permission, because that was the Hujra of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the kitab it's mentioned she had tears in her eye, and she said that in this hujra the Prophet ﷺ is resting, and then there's my father Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and there's space for one more person. And all along I would be thinking to myself, I would be imagining that I would be able to get that spot, that once I pass away, I can be buried in that spot. But now I also remember that whenever the Prophet ﷺ used to speak about his Sahaba, he used to speak Abu Bakr and Umar, Abu Bakr and Umar. These two Sahaba Ikram, their names were collectively taken by the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr and Umar, Abu Bakr and Umar. So she says that I am willing to give my place to Umar radiallahu. This is the greatest sacrifice, one of the greatest sacrifices, one of the greatest examples of Isar in Avrati. Just put yourself, even for a moment, if you try to imagine letting go of your own place, your own hujra, one of the greatest examples of Isar, preferring others over you. And she gave that space to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So when Allah ta'ala accepts du'as of a person, then Allah ta'ala creates ways. Allah ta'ala accepts our du'as and gives it to us, sometimes with the sabab, sometimes bila sabab. Allah ta'ala is Allah. Allah ta'ala puts in the hearts of other people. If you have a need for other people or some need from others, we have to turn to Allah ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will fulfill our needs either directly, or if we need something from someone, Allah's Father will give that thing to us through that person. This is the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us sacrifice for Him as much as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of mujahida, make us people of mushakkat, make us people who can take and bear mushakkat on this path of drawing close to Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala weaken our nafsi ammara and eventually destroy this nafsi ammara and replace this nafsi ammara with the nafsi mutmainna. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.